yeah, well, I'll start this off by I have a little intro for my show, okay. And then we'll just dive in. So
sounds perfect.
All right, thanks for tuning in. This is ADD, your local Lawrence Arts and Music Podcast. I'm your host, Jason Barr. I'm hanging out today with John Sevelius. We're here to talk about his upcoming show at the Bourgeois Pig. Thanks for doing the show, John.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, man.
I'm excited.
This is great. Well, let's dig in here.
The show's called Outcasts. It's kind of, it highlights certain groups. I've kind of spent the last year in kind of the biker community in Lawrence, going into bars and biker areas and kind of investigating, interviewing, and just kind of having my own personal experiences with kind of this unseen and unheard community that I thought would be an interesting group to kind of highlight.
You're 18, you can do what you like. You be the queen of my highway, my motorcycle mama, and we'll see the world from my Harley.
Sure. I mean, specifically, because we should just address up front, your main medium is kind of like pen and ink.
Yeah.
Type drawings.
Pen and ink and some oil painting work, but a lot of kind of much more predominantly kind of pen and ink work on board. Mm-hmm. I kind of chose that. It's kind of my first time really using wood, but I like the physical nature of the wood. I really get in there and kind of become physical with the wood, scratching away, building up. So there's a lot of process of building up the surface, then breaking it down and building it back up. A lot of that push and pull of trying to really get kind of the grit aesthetically that I feel is kind of similar to kind of some of the environments I've inhabited when meeting with a lot of these really interesting individuals.
Sure.
You said it's so rock and roll. I said I know. I wish you were my friend. I wish you were my friend. I wish you were my friend. And I only knew you for one short night, but that was enough to hook me in.
When you talk about bikers, you're talking about like motorcycles.
Motorcycle bikers,
kind of like
yeah.
Classic biker.
Yeah.
Type thing. So obviously the very eccentric sort of, you know, anybody that's maybe on the outskirts or are part of a counterculture.
Exactly.
Generally.
Exactly.
Tends to be interesting to look at.
Exactly.
Is that mainly what drew you in, or was it something else about the culture?
No, I mean, I think my own personal experience of not having a lot of knowledge of that culture originally, what was a huge interest for me of just learning more. I think it's always been an interesting part of not only American culture, but kind of just the culture of today, of that certain section of American population that doesn't get kind of much face time, in my opinion, in art.
Let your voices shout, spit the chumbe from your mouth, we your four fingers knock, remove the rock, open the sepulchre.
And I think it's just a really interesting American culture of this kind of post-World War II nomadic American that kind of sees, outside of kind of truck drivers, they kind of see all of America.
Right.
They're kind of, from what I've learned from a lot of my interviews and just conversations and times with them, a lot of them see themselves as kind of the watchdogs of the United States. The watchdogs of the United States. Travel the highways and byways, so they're very patriotic in beliefs, and it's just kind of an interesting experience. And I'm actually going to Sturgis this year in August for the week to camp out with a friend of mine, and we're going to kind of live kind of this lifestyle, because it's been much more kind of topical a lot of these experiences. So I really want to be kind of immersed in that culture, and from what I've learned from that, both looking at positive and negative stereotypes of this culture, of how I kind of interpret that into my artwork.
Yeah. So, you mentioned earlier that you went to your undergrad at RISD.
Yeah.
So then what, I mean, that was kind of like, you're coming out of high school, and then you just sort of discovered, like, say, art school in general.
I kind of, my senior year of high school, I got really, really interested in kind of pursuing art as a profession or just looking at it for my schooling. So actually my family did insane research where we have kind of dossiers on every art school and whatnot. And I took a bunch of tours and I kind of just happened to find, and every time I did a bunch of kind of summer programs at Kansas City Art Institute and also the Chicago Institute of Art. And every time I talked with any of the students, they always talked about Rhode Island School of Design. Brutal extremes of weather, but I mean, I loved it. I've never worked harder mentally or physically than within that kind of first year of school, right, of completely just being immersed in such a strong art and culture and environment was really gratifying for me.
So then I noticed that, like, in a lot of your the character studies that you seem to be doing, which I don't know if that's an apt description or not, but it seems that most of them are sort of these singular portraits almost.
Right.
And in some of the paintings here, and I guess the newer ones, you said obviously you're focusing more on like the biker culture, but then I also noticed in some of these paintings and stuff that you also seem to have this fascination with like pop culture or music icons or maybe just icons in general. Is that something that you're just going to continue to maybe dip into, or is that something you were like pop culture?
I mean, I think so. I think music plays a strong hand in kind of everything I do. I've always been kind of inspired by music. I think there's a nice crossover between music and art. And finding that both in the culture, I think it might surface again in this work. I think there's also a little bit of a transition from the artwork that I've been making now to kind of where it's going to go in the future. This kind of past year, I mean, I haven't been creating art for 3 years. I kind of started my own company and have been doing freelance stuff. So it's been very kind of job-based, so very specific, where this is kind of...
Were you doing illustration then?
Yeah, some packaging design, and then I made a board game, and then I've done some apparel stuff where I do kind of my own illustrations upon vintage apparel. But this is kind of the first time where I've really got to make art for my own purposes and my own interests.
This would be take 400, rolling.
So I moved back not only because everything's kind of rent controlled and the price is perfect for anyone that starts a business, but I always found myself migrating to Lawrence as a city, having not gone here for undergrad, and I just fell in love with the city, and that immediately kind of sparked my involvement of wanting to be part of the amazing art community here, and kind of my opinion, a lot of the lifeblood of the art community is the University of Kansas. So I kind of went around asking people how to get involved, and I kind of just fell into it. And it's one of the best kind of happy accidents and decisions I've made, because I feel really comfortable not only here as a person living in the city, but among the amazing KU faculty that I get to work with. They're all pretty impressive.
Just like a paper tiger, torn apart by idle hands, through the helter-skelter morning, fix yourself while you still can.
So then, now you mentioned this board game thing. So did you actually just start making board games, or were you just illustrating?
No, it was a senior project at RISD that we had to come up with kind of a board game assignment, and I kind of came up with this one and kind of took on a cult status at school where a lot of people are interested, and I just decided to pony up and go to a bank and take out a loan and get them. I got an amazing toy company to kind of sign on to help me with the manufacturing of the game. But I kind of went through, spent a year of my life kind of recreating this game digitally. So all the pieces, I mean, I had to do 3D drawings. There's a lot of small pieces.
What's it called? Is that it over there?
That's it. Don't Drop the Soap. With the game that I made.
Do you mind if I can grab one?
No, you can check it out.
I want to see this. Okay, so explain this game.
Basically, the game is you kind of try to work your way through prison. And you can open it up. You can check the inside. The inside is... But it was very kind of blue in nature. I kind of thought of the game, of the game that my friends and I would like to play late at night. I've always enjoyed board games.
I hear the train a-coming. It's rolling around the bend. And I ain't seen the sunshine since I don't know when. I'm stuck in Folsom Prison. And time keeps dragging on. But that train keeps rolling on down to San Antone.
It's always strange to say what would happen if I wouldn't have made the game, but I mean, I have no idea.
So then you sold it. Did you just sell it to this actual company?
I kind of just took on, I had to get a first order of 3,000 games. Hobbs was actually the first store that took on the game, and they actually still sell it today, and they actually do pretty well. I have another company called Go Toys, which is kind of a national chain. Mm-hmm. They have kiosks everywhere where they just kind of sell this game. Then I sell it from my online store, Gillies Inc. But
wow, it's pretty good. It looks great, actually. As far as the illustration work is funny, and it seems like you got a pretty good sense of humor. I mean, all the different
totally
characters
strange.
In there.
I don't. I still like still thinking about it now. I can't believe that I was kind of even allowed to make this game, or my decisions in that, but the ideas of a 21-year-old kid are not always the smartest.
Fuck the police.
Right about now, NWA court is in full effect. Judge Dre residing. In the case of NWA versus the police department, the prosecuting attorneys are MC Ren, Ice Cube, and Easy motherfucking E. Order. Ice Cube, take the motherfucking stand. Do you swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help your black ass, you goddamn right.
So, okay, well, I guess the elephant in the room I'm just going to loose right now, obviously your mother.
Yeah.
It's Kathleen Sebelius.
Yes, she is.
Who everyone in Kansas is very familiar with. And I'm only saying this now mainly because it seems funny. In hindsight, you're going, like, how did they, like, what did you, like, so, Mom, I'm making this game called Don't Drop the Soap.
Right.
It's a prison game. Obviously a joke, but she just went, well, what am I going to do? 21.
I think that's what it was. I mean, I think she's always kind of promoted my brother and I in any kind of endeavors that we do. She recognizes that I'm a caring person and my thought behind it.
Right.
So it's nothing of ill will
or
not, definitely not promoting or condoning any type of prison rape of any sort with that title. It is on Mother's Day, strangely enough. I'm basically a lot of May people in my family. Uh-huh. So my mom's birthday is actually the day after mine.
Oh, okay.
So it's not, I never forget her birthday, which is always helpful.
Right. So then I'm assuming, though, that you have, like, a good family support that's kind of been around
definitely.
You for
I mean, I think that's been
art.
The kind of the best thing for me is how helpful my family's been and how positive they've been for any kind of decision I've made, especially in the arts. It's a really, I would assume, a strange thing for your child to ask to go to art school when you come from kind of a law and political background. But they were more excited
totally
than even I was.
Don't be so paranoid, don't be so, baby, don't worry about it.
Originally, a lot of the work was much more straightforward with kind of portraiture, whereas now it's kind of been born into a whole different style of working, of being of staining things, being dirty, not being afraid to kind of get in there. And in working with wood, you have to get physical to really start to manipulate it. Yeah. So.
And it does bring attention to the mark making itself. When you go in there and you cross out somebody's face, that actually, you know, makes the focal point more about that extra
right.
adding of these lines over the person's face. So, in that sense, is that something that maybe that you're just drawn to now? I mean, as far as just mark making in general and that sort of playfulness.
Yeah, I think that's definitely a fair assessment of that style of mark making and of working on getting just playing with different types of grounds, of introducing charcoal a lot. I think that was a helpful decision mm-hmm. in kind of my process that added a layer of atmosphere and grit that I think just a whiteboard with pen and ink kind of lacked.
Hey, day, you say you wanna go out and have yourself a little fun. Well, I can dig it, baby. You say you wanna hang out to find out what life's all
about. It has much more of a heart to it, I think. Now, and I'm just excited about going further, adding color, adding sure. things like that. I wanted to be much more kind of specific in my structure of figuring out these elements before I go ahead. I didn't want to really introduce a large palette because I have a lot of work that has a really expansive palette also. I like vibrant colors. So of not having that play a part in it and distracting me, I think, was helpful of working mm-hmm. on just really figuring things out.
Sure.
Old school, new school, need to learn though. We bend corners and take turns, yo. Old school, new school, need to learn though. I don't care if it's a hoopty, if it's a Chevy, Vans coat, Austin Martin, SUV.
So then what can people, what should they expect? I mean, or what can they expect from this show coming up that you're going to have at the Pig?
I think there's seven pieces that I've decided to submit. There's going to be kind of the normal classical drawing style. There's a few pieces that just use pen on kind of this white pristine surface that kind of allows a lot for the psychology of the piece. There's also a variety of pieces that use charcoal, pen, oil, and
I may bling bling. I'm like a lighthouse, so tuck that ice in, cause you ain't iced out. I may bling bling. I'm like a lighthouse, so tuck that ice in, cause you ain't iced out. I may bling bling. I'm like a lighthouse.
A lot of scraping, building back up, and then there's some more straightforward oil painting pieces. So I mean, this one's definitely much more expansive than kind of what was shown in the scholarship show, which was much more specific to kind of the body of drawing work. There's paintings, there's drawings, there's kind of a small installation piece, so.
The phone don't ring. No.
I'm excited. There should be some good work, and they're mainly kind of smaller pieces just due to the size of the Pig,
yeah.
But I'm excited to show a lot of this work and potentially showing some larger pieces in the future. I'm in a good place right now. I'm really just enjoying life, especially now that the semester is coming to an end. I'll have a lot of time to really create work. Yeah. And
so then I guess one of the last things I want to ask you is, like, do you find it annoying, though? Like, when you're here and maybe in this place, like, just even your mom's, like, people know who your mom is. Big fans, usually, generally, from this, right. I would assume, from this area. But is that something that you just sort of can fly under the radar, and it's not something that you feel is you're going to have to talk about? You know what I mean?
Right.
I could see that getting annoying.
No, I mean, I think no matter what I do, it'll always have its place, knowing mm-hmm. that, I mean, I made a controversial board game. That'll always probably come up no matter whatever I do as well. I mean, I recognize sure. all that. But, I mean, I've kind of, as my mom's kind of success grew, I've kind of grown up around all that. So people coming to the table and thanking her, telling her what a great job. I mean, I appreciate that. I love the fact that I not only have a parent that I obviously love, I love and loves me, but is a political leader and a person that I respect.
Sure.
So it doesn't really bother me because, yeah. I mean, I'm proud of it. So sure. I think it'll probably continue on forever. But I mean, the community and the people living in Lawrence are so welcoming anyway. I mean, I've had sure. people say ridiculous things to me, but I mean, it doesn't really bother me. I find it entertaining. It's kind of just comes with the territory.
Yeah, I don't hang out with those guys. Man, I ain't got nothing to do with those dudes. Man, and I saw your female with them too. What's up with her?
If you live in a yeah. smaller city and your
oh man, Lawrence is a small city.
Right.
And it gets smaller every month you live here. This place gets a little smaller.
Right.
Well, right on, man. I think that I just want to try to give everybody some, you know, a flavor of like your personality and attitude and just right. kind of your vibe.
Yeah.
And I think it's come across.
I'm really
well.
High maintenance. I'm a tyrant.
Oh man. Well, this is great, man. I think. Again, the show is called Outcasts.
Outcasts.
It's going to be opening on Mother's Day, which is this coming Sunday. The Bourgeois Pig, what is it, like 7 to...
7 to 9. And I think they're actually... I think Molly's probably making a bunch of delicious foods that they're going to have for free. Also, cool. And then full bar and all that good stuff.
And then stuff, the work's for sale?
Yeah. The okay. All the work up there is going to be for sale. So feel free to buy as much as you like.
All right, well, John, totally great to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
And thanks for doing the podcast.
No problem. Thank you. Yeah, no
problem. All right, well, hey, you've been listening to ADDDD. I'm your host, Jason Barr. Keep it locked. We've been out of commission for about a month now, but we're back, and we're going to be rocking and rolling with two or three podcasts coming up pretty quickly. So keep coming back and tuning in to ADD, your local Lawrence art and music podcast. Peace.
Cool. Right. Thanks, man. That was easy. Yeah.